This is the Strom Yulesman podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right. Gins, guys. Come on down. I see you now. Let it out. Come on down. To the place. Show your face. It's okay.
Welcome to the Strom Yulesman podcast, one smooth-ass podcast. This is Norman Yulesman. I'm here with my co-host, Brian Strom.
Hello.
And we are kicking it in 2011, and we just want to say Happy New Year to everyone who's got cell phones ringing across the world. Brian, how are you in this happy January?
I'm excellent. How are you, Norm?
I'm good. I haven't seen you in a while. I've been... You know, since we've parted ways, we've seen less and less of one another.
Yep.
So yeah, how's the job? Life on the road?
You know, it's life on the road. That's about all you can say about it. How's your job going, Norm?
You had to bring this up, didn't you?
I'm sorry, man.
Well, as you know, I'm getting laid off at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And I will be on to bolder and better things. I'm actually really looking forward to it. I mean, you know, as much as it sucks, you know, it's a bittersweet sort of a parting with Art Institute. But it's literally a 10-year marker for me at the Art Institute. 10 years for me in Pittsburgh. I moved here in 2000. And now, give it a month. I'm 2011. Leaving the Art Institute, and I'm actually, you know, I'm really excited because I'm going to get a chance. It's like, you know, as one chapter closes, a new one begins, as they say. So I'm going to be pretty bold with this new chapter. You know,
we'll get to the new chapter in a minute. But what I really want to know is, and I think our fans, Norm, want to know, is how are you going to leave this chapter behind?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, you're not leaving under your own power, right?
Well, I'm getting.
If there wasn't a change, you would still be there, correct?
Yeah, I probably would be. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, when things out of our control happen, people tend to react in negative ways or positive ways. I just want to know what side of the polarity you're going to be on here.
Where I'm going to come
from. Exactly. How are you going to fight back to the Art Institute?
How am I going to stick it to the man?
How are you going to stick it to the man? That's right.
Well, you know, I've watched a lot of Animal House movie, and I thought about certain animals I could leave in, you know, various parts of the building.
Greased pigs.
Yeah. I thought about deleting the X-ray server just, you know, to be an asshole. But, you know, I like the tech guys, and I wouldn't want to do that to them. So, you know, then there's, you know, I have a lot of access to phone numbers, address books, grades, contact information. Security cameras.
Who's on your bad side at the Art Institute? It sounds like you still have a lot of friends there in terms of the Art Institute as a whole, but who's on your bad side there?
Absolutely nobody. And that's kind of like the shame of it because this was a corporate restructuring, Brian. And that's why all those horrible things I just said, I just can't bring myself to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how I plan to leave is in a glorious cascade of mojo, and I'm going to ride out on the high horse.
Yeah, you're expecting a parade.
They better have one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Typically, people leave with cake.
Cake?
And our...
Large cakes?
As many cakes as are needed.
Okay.
But I'm going to have a parade.
Okay, a parade.
Yeah.
I like it. Are you taking Rex with you? That's what I want to know.
Ooh, well, that's a sore subject, actually.
Oh, really? The Dino Blog's not going to exist anymore, right?
You know, Rex and I have been talking about what's going to happen because he's not really that tech savvy as much as people think. You know, he's got other things on his mind. I think he wants to travel a little bit.
Okay. So he's kind of taking a break from the artist suit, too.
He might actually just, you know, go to Cuba for a while.
Wow. Wow, he's defecting.
He can get a lot of really good cigars and cheap, actually.
That's a good point, yeah.
Black Sheep, they breed them down there.
Okay.
He has to do something with the equator and the heat stroke.
Okay, well, Norm, to kind of help you feel a little bit better about, you know, the loss of the Dino Blog, obviously, and the loss of your job in the future here coming up with the AIP, I've gone ahead, and I know you're a talented guy, you know? I mean, we've known each other for, what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
I know you're a talented guy.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, no problem. And I know there's so many things out there you could do. So you could either use this opportunity as a time to reinforce the fact that, hey, I really like what I'm doing social networking. I really like what I'm doing PR. I really like what I'm doing, you know, all the little facets of your job. Or you could say, you know what? Maybe there's something else out there.
Yeah, it's interesting that you you bring that up, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. I've always said, you know, when one chapter closes, another one opens, and I'm ready for the new chapter. I mean, if it was like a highlighter, I would be using a different color highlighter in this new chapter.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really ready to, you know, expand my horizons. And actually, I'm thinking I'm going to try something really different. You know, mm-hmm. there's no time like the present. I mean, you know, I don't have a lot of strains, got nothing holding me down. And, you know, I'm the goose is loose, as mm-hmm. they say sometimes. And I'm ready to fly the coop.
Those boots are made for walking. And I'll tell you what, Norm, speaking of chapters, I have five brand new chapters here for you. Each one of these could be a new chapter in your life, okay?
Really?
Yes. So five more ideas of what you could be doing. I mean, you don't want to sit there unemployed. I know you. You'd go crazy. How much Montel can you watch, really?
Well, one episode I watched.
One episode? How'd you feel after that?
Yeah,
did you reason with the terrorists after you watched that?
Let's not go there.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I've thought of five new opportunities. I have them written down here on my paper. And I will go ahead with number one. Norm, have you ever considered how you could be a naked masseuse? Let's be honest here.
I could be the one giving the naked massage.
Giving naked massage. There's some benefits to that job, Norm. Have you ever considered it?
I've never considered it.
It's a very lucrative career. It really is. It's a good...
Lucrative.
Okay, don't take it past... No. This is... I mean, actually, this is some real work here. We're not talking about, you know, Liberty Avenue work. We're talking about some real work, okay? Yeah. It's a great way to get hands-on experience, too. You ever think about that?
That's very literal, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about getting dressed in the morning, Norm. I know that's something you despise. If you didn't have to get dressed, you would not be dressed.
I would love to just wake up in the morning and just mm-hmm. go right into the office.
There you go. Okay, that is a good idea for you. Mm-hmm. Number two, Norm, Avon calling. Do you ever consider Avon?
I have not.
Yep.
You know, that could be a very lucrative experience also.
Yeah, and you can work mostly from home, really. Mm-hmm. I think it would be good for you. And, you know, there's tons of hot chicks as customers, too. So
you sound like you have some
There's not many guy Avon reps, let's just put it that way. It's like a niche market. So you would have a lot of contact with women, and there's not a lot of competition for you. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah.
House calls.
Yep.
That was cool. Sounds like I could combine number one and number two.
I'm telling you.
I could demonstrate how to use the products that I'm selling.
You could be a part-time Avon rep while being a naked masseuse. I'm telling you. And these are just all options you could do at the same time if you really wanted to. This next one, it's kind of more of a full-time thing.
Okay.
But, you know, I've never seen anybody attempt it part-time anyways. So you could be a high school janitor, Norm. I know it's inside you. I've seen.
Are you sure it's not beneath me?
No. I know you could do it.
Well, so, I'm sure I could do it, but I hate mm-hmm. cleaning. I mean, you might not know this. I was a janitor at one point.
Really?
In my life, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was for Bally's.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it sucked.
Oh.
Yeah. I was. Here's a story.
Well, you have experience.
This is a true story. So okay. On 9/11.
Right? 9/11. Yeah.
I reported to work. It was 9 in the morning, and the corporate or the regional corporate whatever people were coming
evil
in.
Corporate people. Yeah.
They were coming in that day, and so I had the scare tactic that my bosses used to me was they were going to go around with white gloves and like wipe their fingers on the machines and this and that, and if they got any dirt, they were going to be really upset or heads were going to roll. Apparently, so it's 9/11. You know, all the stuff happens, and everyone's in shock, and my bosses are forcing me to clean underneath these exercise machines, like literally the bottom of the machine, 1 inch off the floor, I'm wiping off. And that was the day I knew that my career as a janitor at any capacity was over.
Well, I'm just saying, I know that may not be your number one career choice, but instead of moping around, you could be mopping around.
Yeah.
Okay, number four, Norm, have you ever considered being a Walmart greeter?
Ooh.
I know. You have the personality for it.
But do I have the gray hair for it?
You don't need gray hair or a wheelchair to do that job, believe it or not. You can really do it just the way you are.
Well, do you have a contact? I'd be willing to put it
I could resume. Probably get you in with the Walmart right down in East Liberty. But I really want to ask you at this. If you're kind of interested in this, but what's the difference between social networking and humanitarian services, really? If you think about it, if you try to boil it down.
Well, I mean, quite frankly, there's a computer in between me and anybody else I'm in contact with. And that's kind of an important...
Well, you could be like, you know, Stephen Hawking and just talk to people through your computer. You could revolutionize Walmart greeters, Norm. It could be, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to Walmart. And you could sit there and wave.
Yeah, I think I may have experienced that before. Walmart may be testing that in some markets.
Oh, they already have that technology.
Maybe in Ohio.
Okay. All right, Norm. So number five, it sounds like you've got some good ideas, all right? But number five is kind of a go-to. I know that you could do this no questions asked, all right? You, my friend, should be a sock model. Yes. No, I'm telling you, no one knows who you are, dude. No one will know who you are. And the bonus is you can't smell through photographs or video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no one's going to know your feet stink.
You know, honestly, I thought we were building towards a human latex applicator.
Well, I thought about that. Yeah. Okay. But I knew it was too predictable, and I knew that you had already planned something to play off that. I wanted to catch you by surprise.
Yeah,
here, okay?
Yeah, I was surprised.
All right.
I mean, are we talking about Kmart socks or, you know, Banana Republic socks?
It's the latter, my friend. You might start with Kmart socks, but you're probably going to work your way up.
Martha Stewart collection?
Yeah, you're working your way. Well, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I just didn't want you, no pun intended, to be defeated by unemployment.
Okay, we're back. And, you know, Brian, you had some really great job suggestions for me. And I appreciate all of those because, you know, you're looking out.
Yeah, of course. I care about my co-host. I recognize your strengths and obviously
and weaknesses,
your weaknesses.
Obviously. Yeah, right. No, totally. While we took a short break there, you're presented with things that you absolutely don't want to do whatsoever, and like the real things that you want to do kind of come to your mind.
Oh, I enlightened you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a moment of clarity, and I had them. So I wrote on the back of your trusty sheet of paper here. So
nice.
I hope you don't mind that.
No, it's two-sided for a reason.
So number one, I think I would like to be an in-home brewmaster. You buy it, I brew it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Need a partner?
You know, it's a small business.
Oh, you're starting out small.
I'm gonna start out small.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe like every once in a while I might need like a taste tester or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll call you up. But
yeah, a royal taster, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing official.
Make sure it's safe for the customers
to
drink. Yeah.
Right. You know, maybe after a few years, I might need to bring on somebody else.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean, you know, lots of people love the idea of homebrew, and to be quite honest, I was reading Father Spoon's blog this week, and he's got a homebrew kit in his basement that he hasn't used for 6 months, and it's still in the box, wrapped and ready to go. So if he bought it, I'll brew it.
I like it, Norm. Okay. Yeah. So number one in the bag. Let's hear number two.
Ballet shoe coordinator.
How do you coordinate ballet shoes?
Well, it's quite complicated because, I mean, you're on stage, you're a dancer, and, you know, you have a very specific shoe size, shoe type. Maybe you need to do that solo dance, and then you have, like, a group dance where it's a little bit more intricate, and so you need to change your shoes in between dances. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, Brian, but ballet dancers get kind of bloody when they dance every once in a while.
I did not know that, but I assume number one that ballet dancers were always bloody, and number two, did you get this idea from Penn's Caps 24/7 watching the equipment managers sawing the ice skates? That's the vision I got when you were talking about it. I think you stole it from that. You want to be an equipment manager, but for ballet, that's where you got it, isn't it?
Well, Brian, if they're on stage, I want to engage.
Oh, okay. I get this now. I get this. Number three, Norm. What's number three?
All right. In-flight headphone attendant.
Really? You want to be the one walking around selling headphones?
Dude, that dude can hook you up or make your flight miserable.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you've got...
What? You try to bargain with him? That's just wrong,
no,
Norm. You try to bargain him down?
They work for tips. I mean, you could get
They work for tips? No, they don't. They sell them.
Listen, I could sell you some cheap-ass pair of janky headphones that only one earphone works.
Yeah.
Or I could hook you up with some sweet-ass Bose shit. You want to hear the baby crying three seats back? Or do you want perfect in-flight silence?
Okay, Norm. It sounds like you're a little bit more inspired about this career choice than I am. And that's what I got to say, you know?
I call this business opportunity Get High in the Sky.
Nice. Nice. And
wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Kind of in the same vein the Special Olympics was created. I like the way you're going with this, you know?
Hey, I'm scrapping here. I'm scrapping.
Okay, you're scrapping?
Yeah.
Well, Norm, I think they're all good ideas, and I think you're a very talented guy, and I think you're going to find something that inspires you.
Alarm! alone, Brian.
Don't fucking talk, Norm!
God, Brian, leave me alone! Dude, I love that blog.
Just get off the bridge, Norm. Don't fucking jump.
But it's the 6th Street Bridge. It's the sweetest bridge of them all. The Fort Duquesne Bridge has nothing on this bridge, and that's why I've always dreamt of flying off this bridge. I'm gonna float away and leave my worries behind. Let it float down the river.
Norm, there are fucking turds in that river.
Ugh. Brian, shut up!
Norm, get down here. Let's revive the podcast.
Ugh. Fine. We better have some Keystone down there.
Shut the fuck up, Norm. You know how cold this fucking water is in the middle of winter?
All right, good job. Oh, pity on me. I jumped into the river.
This ain't no fucking joke, man. You almost fucking died.
Brian, I'm singing. Oh, nobody knows. You're not feeling
it. I don't know where to go with it at this point.
Podcast coming to you straight out of Pittsburgh. That's right, Goons, guys.